Psychic predicts Earth will explode by Christmas. Well, why the hell am I dusting? Shoot, I'd say this calls for a beer.
Miss Harper, which of these two dresses do you think I ought to wear tonight? The slinky satin or the gold lamé?
Good Lord, Naomi, you're chaperoning Bubba's prom, not entertaining the troops.
Just what is wrong with these dresses?
Nothing if you wear them under an overcoat.
I don't know why I'm asking you for fashion tips anyway. I'll just go ask Vinton which of these two dresses turns him on the most.
Who's gonna chaperone the chaperones?
Knock, knock.
And guess who?
Oh, Will I Ola? This must be your little niece, Fernette.
Didn't I tell you there was a family resemblance?
Well, I should say. She's a spitting image of your brother, Vern.
Isn't she? Except for the pencil mustache and his hump.
Oh, are you? Come on over here and sit down, sweetie.
So, tell me, are you enjoying your visit to Raytown?
Oh, yes, ma'am. We are painting the town red. Yesterday, we went on the taxidermy tour and visited the grave of the unknown Raytonian. And this morning, we're going to the bookbinding seminar at the library.
Well, you merry madcaps.
It's a hands-on seminar, strictly BYOB.
Bring your own books.
What else?
Oh, by the way, Thelma, do you have any old books in need of repair?
Well, let me think. I do have some worn-out cookbooks. My Betty Crocker's about ready to croak.
Oh, cookbooks will be fun. At 11 o'clock, they're giving a stain removal demonstration.
Great! Maybe I'll send along some dirty laundry, too.
Oh, didn't I tell you Thelma was a stitch?
Hi, Miss Boylan.
Oh, Bubba. May I present my niece, Vernette? Vernette, this is Bubba.
Hi, Vernette. Is this your first trip to Raytown? Have you seen the tomb of the unknown Raytonian? Yeah. It's really something in it. Yeah, kind of makes you wonder who that guy was, huh? Grandma!
Okay, Iola, here you go. Be careful. There's enough flour in these to bake biscuits.
Grandma, I finished mowing the lawn and I cut back the kudzu in the side yard.
My goodness, Bubba, aren't you a busy bee?
I'm trying to earn some extra money for the prom tonight.
Well, as soon as you finish detailing my car, I will pay up.
You got it. As soon as I get myself something cool to drink. It was nice meeting you, Vernette. Yeah, okay.
Isn't Bubba a nice boy?
Yes, and so easy to talk to.
Well, Thelma, we gotta rush off to the library.
Oh, must you?
Oh, I'm afraid so. If we're late, we have to sit in those little kitty chairs.
Bye-bye, Mrs. Harper.
Bye-bye, Vernette. Watch out for paper cuts.
Okay, Bubba. Let's go over this checklist one last time. Prom tickets?
Check.
Tux?
Check.
Shoes polished?
Check.
Drugstore?
You better be talking about breath mints.
Bubba, I hope you remembered to buy Wandolin a corsage.
Yep, it's in the fridge, right next to the one Uncle Vint got you.
It's right by the pimento loaf.
Oh, baby! My dress perfectly, thank you.
Well, Bubba, they're both alike. Is Wanda Lynn wearing a yellow dress, too?
Beats me.
Well, Bubba, you gotta know the color of her dress.
Well, it's a prom dress. Aren't they all the same?
You go call her right now and find out immediately. You can't just get a girl a corsage and hope that it matches.
That's right. I once gave Bobby Jean Kirkle a corsage that didn't match her dress. She wouldn't talk to me for a week.
When did you ever date Bobby Jean Kirkle?
Hello, Wanda Lynn.
Well, that was way before I met you, Skeeter.
Yeah, I was just wondering what color your dress you're wearing tonight.
Is there some reason why you're keeping it a secret from me?
What?
It's no secret.
Oh, fine. You mean everybody knows about it except me?
Well, you two, shut up. I can't hear a word Bubba's saying.
Well,
I guess a college fraternity party is more important than any old prom. Have a ball!
Well, Bubba, what happened?
I've just been dumped on prom night.
Oh, no!
Tough break, big guy.
Oh, well, Bubba. Try and look on the bright side.
What bright side?
Maybe the earth will explode before the first dance.
Hi, Cindy. It's Bubba. Listen, I know it's kind of the last minute, but I was just wondering if you had a date for the prom tonight. Oh. Gee, I'm sorry. Well, what are you doing after the funeral? Hello? Hello? Great. I was the last available girl in Raytown.
Bubba? Bubba, your troubles are over. I found you a date.
Really? Who is it?
It's Becky Sue Mann. She works with me at Food Circus. She said she'd be glad to go. Now all we have to do is find a babysitter for her three kids.
I think I'd rather go with somebody who has less experience.
But Bubba, why? She's awfully nice. She was voted Employee of the Month.
Thanks, Aunt Naomi, but I think I'm probably just going to stay home.
Stay home? Oh, Bubba, I would sooner fling myself off the Ray River Bridge than miss a prom.
Have you ever thought of taking up a job on the suicide hotline?
Well, at least I am trying to be helpful. 'Tisn't my fault if Bubba is picky.
Too bad Benton wasn't picky.
Oh, Grandma, what am I gonna do? If I don't get a date tonight, I'll never live it down.
Did you try calling that cute little Borden girl down the street?
Grandma, she's only 14. Besides, when I called earlier, she had to go to Kansas for a family reunion.
Well, Bubba, I'd love to help you out, but I got dungarees to pre-sew.
Great.
Come on in, Isla.
Velma, I just had to rush over and show you the beautiful job Vernette did on your cookbooks. Come look.
Oh, my word. Look at this. Well, these are almost too nice to keep on a drain board.
Oh, nonsense. A flip of the dish rag cleans them up. See, it's imitation leather, artificial gold leaf.
Good fake is so hard to come by. Tell you, that Vernette is a regular Gutenberg in saddle shoes.
Bye, Grandma. I'm gonna go down to the quarry and throw stuff in, like my body.
Hey, baby, be back in time for dinner.
Yes, ma'am.
What in the world is wrong with Bubba?
Oh, bless his heart. His prom date dumped him. He can't find anybody else to go with him tonight.
Oh, what a shame. Well, there must be lots of girls just dying to go out with a handsome boy like Bubba. Say, what about that cute Borden girl down the street?
Are you nuts? She's only 14.
Well, she shouldn't wear so many bracelets. It's misleading. Well, I gotta rush on home. Vernette's gonna make a souffle for lunch. Thelma, what about Vernette?
What about her?
She could be Bubba's date.
Oh, Isla, I don't think so. She might be a whiz at bookbinding, but I think Vernette needs a seminar in the opposite sex department.
Oh, Thelma, she'd be perfect. She's the right age. She's available. She's a girl.
Well, maybe you're right. He is desperate.
Oh, it's so exciting. I have a prom dress we can update. It's been in my closet for years, never worn.
Loan her my mother's pearl choker.
Oh, this is just like Cinderella. We'll be the fairy godmothers.
Yeah, now all we need are some mice that sew. Let's get out. Salakadoola, mitchikaboola, bibbidi bobbidi boo. Put them together and what do you got? Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Oh, hi, baby. Did you have a good time down at the quarry?
Nah. Want enough water in there to skip rocks, let alone drown myself.
Well, turn that frown upside down, because you have got a ball to go to, Prince Charming.
Grandma, have you been sniffing your spray starch? I don't have a date, remember?
Well, all things are possible to those who believe.
Well, Grandma, I'm not going to the prom stag.
I know that, sweetie, but go put on your tuxedo anyway. You want to be ready. You never know when your dream will come true.
Grandma!
Go on, go on, go on, go on, turn it, turn it, turn it. into a pumpkin.
Sure, I'll do anything if you'll stop talking like that.
And they all lived happily ever after. Well, if it isn't Cinderella! Say, shouldn't you be at home taking them spoolies out of your hair?
Mrs. Harper, I'm not going to the prom.
The hell you're not!
It wouldn't work. Bubba doesn't really want to go with me.
Sure he does. He's upstairs getting ready right now. He is so looking forward to this.
Did he say that?
Well, not in so many words, but I know as soon as I tell him, he's going to be thrilled.
Mrs. Harper, you may not believe this, but when it comes to boys, I'm not that experienced.
No. Well, I just can't believe a talented girl like you isn't just out there dating up a storm.
Every time a boy comes around, I get all woozy, and I can't think of a thing to say.
Oh, who says you gotta talk? All men want us girls to do is sit there and smile and nod, and every once in a while throw in a, "You're wonderful."
Well, I could do that.
Of course you can. And you'll be doing Bubba a big favor. You don't want that poor, pitiful thing sitting home all alone, watching reruns on his prom night now, do you?
Well, gosh, now that you put it that way, I guess I should go. I hate to see living things suffer.
Better girl, I got a feeling you're going to have a wonderful time.
Thank you, Mrs. Harper. I'm sure this will be a prom night I'll never forget.
Miss Harper, would you please tell Benton that he cannot wear his hush puppies with his tuxedo?
Well, why not? They're the shoes I got married in.
You better run along, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Who was that? That's Iola's niece, Vernette. Now, I ask you, is she not the spitting image of her daddy, Vern?
Yeah, except for the pencil mustache and his hump.
I heard her say she was going to the prom. I'm just dying to know who she would be going out with.
Well, die no more. She's going with Bubba.
What?
Oh, Miss Harper, no.
Mama, she looks like Vern.
Well, fakers can't be choosers. I'm sure that he will be overjoyed that I got him a date.
You mean he doesn't even know about it yet?
Well, no, not exactly, but I know he's going to thank me when I tell him.
Has he seen her?
Of course he's seen her.
You're dead.
What the hell do you know? You wear hush puppies with a tux.
Grandma, can you help me out with this tie?
Why, Bubba, you look so handsome.
Yeah, almost too good to be going out with... Oh!
Come on, baby, let's us go finish dressing. We want to get out of here before the fireworks start.
Yeah. I didn't know they were having fireworks at the prom.
Okay, Grandma, I'm dressed. What's this all about?
Well, Bubba, you remember how we were talking about dreams coming true?
Hello. What? They are? You are? We are? Fantastic. Okay. Grandma, you were right. Dreams can come true.
They can.
That was Wanda Lynn. That fraternity got kicked off campus, so she's going to go to the prom with me after all. What do you think about that?
I think I made a bibbity bobbity boo boo.
Boy, Grandma, this is going to be one prom I'll always remember.
Yeah, me too.
And I didn't tell you the best part. Not only is Wanda Lynn going to go with me, but she's picking me up in her brother's Trans Am.
Oh, who wants to go to the prom in a car with flames painted on it?
Me.
Huh? Wait a minute. You got to think this thing through.
What's there to think about? I'm going to prom with a gorgeous cheerleader in the hottest car in town.
Bubba Higgins, you don't want that stuck-up Wanda Lynn walking all over you.
Sure I do. Grandma, she's going to be here any minute.
Bubba, that corsage is not going to match her dress.
Well, Bubba, we're all ready for the big night.
We certainly are. What do you think, Miss Harper?
Well, I think you'll be fine as long as you don't lean over the punch bowl.
Here, Skeeter. Let me pin your corsage on for you.
Ouch! Darn.
So what did Bubba say about Vernette?
Oh, my gosh, would you look at the time? You chaperones don't want to be late. Bye-bye.
But, Mama, you didn't tell him he's got a date?
Well, don't be silly. Of course he knows he's got a date.
Oh.
Just doesn't know he's got two. Bubba, we gotta talk.
Okay, but make it fast. Wanda Lynn is on her way.
Will you forget about Wanda Lynn? You got more important things to consider.
Like what?
Your other date.
My other what?
Date. See, you were so upset about getting dumped that I fixed you up with Vernet Boylan.
Without even asking me?
Well, now the fairy godmother didn't ask Prince Charming before she fixed him up with Cinderella.
Well, that was Cinderella, not Vernet.
Oh, my Lord, she's here. Now, Bubba, you be sure you let that girl down easy.
Me? I had nothing to do with this.
Oh, Vernet, you look so pretty, doesn't she, Bubba? Okay, you two.
Come on, get close together for the camera.
Well, there'll be plenty of time for pictures later. Why don't you and I go on? These kids have got a lot of things to discuss.
Grandma!
Go ahead, Bubba, don't be shy.
You sure do look nice.
So do you. Vernet, there's something I gotta tell you. I don't know exactly how to say this.
What? He's not taking it to the prom? He's got to. She'll just die.
I guess you heard.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that my grandma asked you, so when my girlfriend called, I told her...
Oh, it's okay. You don't have to explain. I'm used to being left out.
Gee, I'm really sorry.
I did have a blind date once, though. It only lasted about a minute. We were backing out of the guy's driveway when he remembered that his car had been recalled.
I guess that's possible. Would you excuse me for a second?
Sure.
Hi, Wanda Lynn.
Bubba, what's taking you so long?
Would you mind waiting for me in the car? I'll be out in just a minute.
I don't have a minute. I told everybody to be making my entrance at exactly 7:45.
Well, you see, there's this problem. Well, when you said you weren't going, my grandma set me up with another girl. She's inside, and I'm trying to let her down easy.
Oh, let's just leave. She'll figure it out.
Well, I can't just do that.
Bubba, come on. We got people to impress.
Is that all you care about? Impressing people?
Well, yes. What else is there?
For one thing, feelings. What about Vernet in there?
Bubba, if you are not in that Trans Am, by the time I count to three, I'm going to leave without you. One, two,
three. I guess you're going to have to make your big entrance without me. So long, Wanda Lynn.
What? I've never been dumped in my life.
Well, now, I guess you know what it feels like.
It's all right, Aunt Iola. There's always next year.
Oh, that's what I used to say.
Now, there, Iola. We can always take her picture and tell everybody she did go.
Bubba, I thought you left.
No, I forgot something.
What?
My date. Vernet, would you do me the honor of being my date to the prom tonight?
Oh, I'd love to.
That's my boy.
Oh, I think I'm going to cry. Again.
So long, Grandma. Don't wait up.
Bye-bye, you two. Have fun. They do make a cute couple, don't they?
Oh, my, yes. Such a happy ending. Thelma, do you think fairy tales can come true for everyone?
Well, Iola, I don't see why not. So let's say we go outside, see if we can find you a frog to kiss.
Coming up, girls still love stuff. Guys still love Bob Kelly, and nerds to love, well, nerdy things. And we've got it all on Saved by the Bell, next on TBS.